You're listening to the Big Sports Radio Network with Larry Smith, Mike Kegley, and Brad Sturdy.
Ohio State Buckeyes, CFP champions, seventh national championship there in Columbus. And joining us, our friend Kevin Noon of BuckeyeHuddle.com. Kevin, we say congratulations, not just necessarily to you, but to Buckeye Nation. You know, after years of being right there, finally this team breaks through and the deserving champions of the 2024 season.
Yeah, they win the first four-team playoff in 2014, and then they have to wait a decade for the first 12-team playoff to win again. In all the years that I've covered Ohio State, there have been a lot of close games. The 06 loss to Florida, the 07 loss to LSU. They go to the championship game in 20 against Bama. That game wasn't particularly close, but you know, Ohio State certainly is in a generation of success, but there have not been a ton of banners. You say seven championships, Ohio State will say nine. There are four more that are quote unquote unclaimed, but you know, 2024 will be going on the facade of the C deck at Ohio Stadium between now and the start of the season when they open up against Texas of all teams.
And that's just fantastic. How huge was this for Ryan Day to finally break through and get this? I mean, there was talk even, you know, even after the Oregon win, well, if you don't win at all, you know, still he hasn't beaten Michigan. I mean, is that monkey finally off his back?
For now. And I know that's, I say it with a smile on my face, but I also know that it's what have you done for me lately? And I'm not going to sit there and say that if they come out week one and don't look particularly good against Texas. I know we're getting way ahead of ourselves to sit there and be hanging an L on Ohio State week one of the season, but you know, this Ohio State team will look very different next year, both coaching staff wise and player wise. So, you know, as for the heat on Ryan Day, he certainly has bought himself some time, but you know, when we're talking about the very vocal lunatic fringe out there that has been referred to, I mean, Let's go with the word lunatic first. They're, you know, they don't necessarily have to be rational. So, you know, the most irrational thing out there would be lose a game and get them all riled up again.
Yeah. And that's going to happen at some point. You know, you can't win them all. So you're exactly right. You mentioned the coaching, and boy, what a shock. Almost as soon as that game is over, Jim Knowles, the outstanding defensive coordinator, going to rival Penn State. I'm assuming you didn't see that coming.
There were rumors even during the playoff run that Oklahoma was making a big run at him. So I don't think anybody kind of in the know, and it wasn't necessarily a, you know, a secret that people weren't talking about in the shadows. Notre Dame kind of got mentioned in there as Notre Dame lost Al Golden. Obviously Penn State, where he ended up. I think there was one more school that was mentioned, but yeah, it was pretty sudden in there. I mean, Ohio State puts together statistically the number one total defense in the nation, you know, top five in most categories. I don't think there was a single category that they were, you know, outside of the top 20. And so now, you know, Ohio State has to deal with a vacancy there when, you know, to an earlier point, Ohio State has been close a lot of times. It's really kind of been the defense, which used to be a calling card, has not been good enough. And, you know, they get good enough. They get over the hump this year. And now they're going to have to find somebody to captain the defense.
Yeah. Any idea of some names they're looking at? Is that out there yet? Or is it still just too soon?
At the sake of immediately dating ourselves, since names, you know how coaching searches go, change regularly. I mean, there is some talk about maybe an internal option, or you know, going co-DCs with a couple of existing coaches and then backfilling. You know, that's one option, or you know, potentially going out and looking at you know, getting a bigger name. But let's, you know, I'll throw one more name out there. You know, how much longer is Larry Johnson going to coach? Their great defensive line coach. So we may not even be done seeing the end of turnover. And I'm not saying that I know anything about Larry leaving, but, you know, he's in his early 70s, and he's, you know, as young and spry as ever. So he's probably going to be working, you know, working at Ohio State longer than I'm going to be covering Ohio State.
Right. Fair enough. Talking with Kevin Noon of BuckeyeHuddle.com about this Ohio State team that's, again, champions in college football. I guess that's kind of, you know, and look, any team would accept this, right? The caveat of winning a national title is that all the problems that other teams have already been working through are now at Ohio State's doorstep because the season was prolonged. Changes coach-wise, transfer portal. You know, there are some players that have left that we kind of knew would be leaving. You know, some guys, some reserve players. What's this roster look like, this starting 22 look like heading into preseason camp as we know it right now?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, championship rings equal new hirings. Nick Saban knew all about that. Kirby Smart knew all about that, losing Dan Lanning to Oregon. But, you know, as for this team, we know that Will Howard is gone, so they're going to have a new quarterback. And Julian Sain, the one-time Alabama signee, I mean, he actually enrolled for like a week before the Saban retirement news came out. He seems to be your heir apparent, but you know, we'll see at that point. Ohio State replaces both of its running backs. They've got a talented running back, James Peoples, out of San Antonio, who'll be a true sophomore. They go to the portal, get C.J. Donaldson as well. They're bringing back Jeremiah Smith. I think offensively, that's kind of one of the big things to sit there and say right there. You have him back. You have Carnell Tate. You've got just a slew of 4- and 5-star receivers. The offensive line is certainly going to look different, losing several guys there. Ohio State goes to the portal, picks up a couple of big guys, a guy out of Wisconsin and a guy from Rice. On the defensive side, I think the defensive end may be the position that's going to get the most looks at. You lose Jack Sawyer, you lose JT Tuimoloau. The twos are back with Kenyatta Jackson and with Caden Curry. You know, what's the depth going to be like there? I think they're pretty solid at D-tackle. The linebackers, you lose a lot there, but you have Sonny Styles coming back, which is big news. Arvell Reese will probably spell the other position. And then in the secondary, you lose almost the entire secondary. You bring back Davison Igbinosin, but they've done very well in recruiting in the secondary. So I think, you know, I think it's going to be a very different looking team, but it's just going to be different names and different numbers out there in a lot of regards. I mean, I guess it just depends on, you know, losing both your coordinators. What is the system going to look like? But it's not like Ohio State is going to be sitting there trying to, you know, plug these holes in with, you know, lightly regarded, you know, recruits that, you know, nobody knows anything about.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you're still Ohio State, right? I mean, you're still, you know, one of the top recruiting schools year in, year out. Talent is never an issue. And I think this is kind of, you know, some of the new world right now, right? With NIL and the portal that, you know, coordinators, when you win a title, that they're always going to be, you know, teams trying to poach them for head coaches. We see it in the NFL as well. The same thing happens. And talent wise, like you said, you keep Jeremiah Smith, who's, you know, not that their other players aren't important, but he's that bona fide star that, you know, would be a first round pick in the NFL, right? If you're eligible. I mean, you know, so that's a great starting point right there alone.
Right. And then on the defensive side, I can't believe I didn't mention we have Caleb Downs. So, yeah. I mean, does Ohio State have, the best two players in college football, one on O and one on D, going into the 25 season? I mean, you know, I could sit there and say yes. I think there would be people listening who are like, well, he's just, you know, too deeply embedded with Ohio State to see the national landscape. But, I mean, I think people would be willing to have the discussion, which I think is, you know, is testament enough to what Ohio State has returning, with this being Caleb Downs' potential last season, with it being his third year. But yeah, I mean, you're not going to be able to stockpile depth the way that you used to be able to do so because of the portal and NIL and everything else. And you have Matt Rhule at Nebraska coming out and saying, I don't want to have a spring game because why do I want to sit there and showcase my depth and have people come in and pluck them off out of, you know, before we could ever do anything with them. And, you know, coach, I always used to joke that coaches were so unnecessarily paranoid. I'll just say they're paranoid. I'm not going to say it's unnecessarily. I'm just going to say that they're paranoid because it is the wild, wild west out there. And you got to do everything you can to try and have your depth. And you look at 24, and Ohio State had 5 scholarship quarterbacks. We don't know how many quarterbacks Ohio State's going to have this year. They have bring in the talented true freshman Tavian St. Clair to join Julian Sayin, and then we still don't necessarily know what might happen with Lincoln Kienholz, who should be the backup this year. He stayed, obviously, through the first transfer window, but you know what happens after spring? I mean, he's probably going out there thinking that he can unseat Julian Sayin. So Ohio State's got to figure out a way to keep it there, or they might have to go out and get a couple of portal quarterbacks. So, yeah, roster management is why it's why front offices are so important now in college football. Under Urban Meyer, Mark Pantone really created a new position in college football. Now you have departments dedicated to all of this, and it's crazy how how we've really moved more to an NFL type of model on a lot of these things. But that's always been the direction this has been going. We may sit there and not want to say it out loud or at cocktail parties or anything, but we all know.
You're right. Yeah. And that's exactly, unfortunately, it's even, you could say in some ways worse than the NFL model, because at least the NFL, you can sign it with 3 or 4 year contract and you control them for 3 or 4 years. Now that's not the case. Like you said, I mean, you could lose a quarterback after the spring game, I mean, it's a new world, and you can see why some coaches are getting burned out of this. I want to get your thoughts before we run out of time here on back-to-back championships now by the Big Ten. The SEC has controlled college football for so long. Do you see this now as the needle moving to where with the changing and expansion of conferences, obviously the huge TV money with both of these conferences, that it's not so much SEC and everyone else. It's now SEC and the Big Ten are kind of running neck and neck, and then everyone else behind them.
Yeah, and I'm going to be working on a column on this in the coming week or so over at Buckeye Huddle. And I think that the easy answer to sit there and say and to get SEC fans angry and to make Big Ten fans happy is, oh, well, it's once you put NIL out there and you took it out of the shadows and you put it out in the limelight, and that when everybody's paying, it sure levels out, the playing field. But, I think there is more to it. And I think it is going to be something that the Big Ten and the SEC are going to kind of ping pong back and forth in terms of having the success and being able to have the champion. But I think that really it's just going to be something more of a case of, this is going to be what's going to get you into the tournament. And then it's kind of on you at that point. The little badge that you're wearing on the front of your jersey is only going to get you so far. It'll get you to the club. But you still have to get past the bouncer. You still have to be able to get, inside the velvet rope and then work your way up to the VIP room.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think it's a step in the right direction. I think that when you look at what Kevin Warren did with the Big Ten before he left, and that you've got, the three marquee spots for Big Ten games, makes it really exciting and really counters the SEC over in ESPN and whatever the Big 12 is doing. So, that ACC, whatever they are, however long they're around. Hey, Kevin, great to talk with you. Enjoy the memories of this great run by the Buckeyes, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds great.
All right, Kevin Noonan, once again, BuckeyeHuddle.com. Like you say, he's got some great reporting on there right now and good stuff coming as well. Love his insights when it comes to talking with the national champion, Ohio State Buckeyes. All right, more Big Sports Radio after this.
How would you like to get a free $100 prepaid MasterCard and save money on your television bill? Then call right now. Make the switch to Dish TV. For a limited time, we're offering a 2-year price guarantee. That's important for those of you on a fixed budget to know your prices won't go up for 2 years. Plus, you have hundreds of channels, lots of live news and sports, movies, and more. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our discounts for seniors and those of you in the military. So, make the switch to Dish right now. Pick up the phone and call. Enjoy your television like you are meant to. And when you sign up today, we'll also give you a $100 free prepaid MasterCard. Call right now, ask about our senior discount, our military discount, and your free $100 prepaid MasterCard.
800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. 800-706-7063. That's 800-706-7063. Paid for by NPS. Switch to Dish TV today for your free prepaid MasterCard.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-456-5371. 800-456-5371. 800-456-5371. That's 800-456-5371.
Yeah, we haven't talked much about the Women's League Unrivaled, although it's getting some nice attention. I'm really happy for that. Want to see them just have all kinds of success down there in Miami as they're kind of, again, it's only for 2 months, so already kind of in the back half of the season, if you will. Kind of crazy a few days ago, Angel Reese making league history by becoming the first player to get ejected. I mean, what do you have to do to get ejected out of a 3-on-3 game? Some choice words, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think she was at, the funny part about it is I don't think she even directed it at the official the first time. She was like waving to the other player, but the official happened to be standing there too. So it looked like she was waving them off, got the first technical, and then she was trying to argue a case. Next thing you know, she's sent packing. So it's a shame. But I guess if you're going to be the first one, if you're going to get ejected, be the first one.
Yeah.
You don't go down in history that your answer to a trivia question, baby.
Yeah. And you know, when you have a history of being emotional, you don't get the benefit of the doubt the way another player might. And sometimes you live by the sword and die by the sword, I guess.
You know, it's funny, like leagues, you know, like the NBA has, you know, rules in place. If you're ejected or too many technicals, like there's a penalty or whatever. Unrivaled probably never even thought about that. Like they probably not even a rule. Like, oh wait, what do we do? Is there a penalty? Is there? I mean, you only have a few games. Like you can't sit out a game, you know. So I guess it comes right back, I suppose. But it's fun. It's fun to see them play and to see this league get a lot of attention with the WNBA coming up. Free agency, by the way, that started on the first. We've seen some teams already move. How about Brittany Griner? Whole career with Phoenix. She signs with Atlanta. Tina Charles on the move. We just saw Jewel Lloyd being traded to Las Vegas. Kelsey Plum traded to LA. A lot of movement right now, the WNBA.
Yeah, they kind of got a hot stove league going, right? I mean, so it's something cool. And I think part of it is we know these players now. They've become kind of household names, you know, yeah. And because of the ratings and different, you know, the discussion we've had over the past year about the WNBA and about the other leagues, 3-on-3 league, whatever it is. So it's been really good. And I think that adds to the intrigue of the league.
Yeah. I think this having a hot stove league or having an off season, like NBA free agency in today's world, that's a big deal. And you get unlimited press and people talking about it, speculating on who's going to be where. If you want to have a professional league, if you don't have that, I think you're at a major disadvantage. So I think this is a huge win.
Yeah, a lot of buzz. And again, the Caitlin, you know, we're not talking about Caitlin, although she gets a new teammate, Sophie Cunningham, coming over from Phoenix, the former Missouri Tiger star. But, you know, again, it's something we're talking about. And if you're wondering why a lot of these are just one-year deals, it's because the TV money kicks in 2026. And so you're not going to sign. Why sign for 2 years? Sign for 1 year because you can get a lot more money next year with that new TV money. So again, we'll be watching that. Again, the WNBA season tips off May 16th on ION, doubleheader 7:30 and 10 in that late game. By the way, first game with Golden State, the Valkyries hosting Los Angeles. We'll talk more about that later on. Hey, a lot of big games this weekend in college basketball. Obviously, St. John's, UConn, one of the big ones. But last week, 8 top 25 teams losing on Bloody Saturday. I mean, It was really just like we saw in football now, that the conference season to me has become must see TV. I mean, I found myself just watching game after game after game because it's so entertaining.
It's wild. I mean, this has been one of the craziest years of college basketball because you had some exciting games, but also you see some just complete dominations of teams in these games. two ranked teams playing and one of them just destroys the other one, or an unranked team will beat a ranked team by 25. It's just, it's been really wild to see the swings that we've had in college basketball. I think some of that's due to the portal, the 30-second shot clock, the reliance on three-point shooting, all those things added together have changed the game. And in some ways, it makes it really exciting. It adds to the ability for teams to pull upsets.
Yeah, and with no great teams, there's just like an unlimited supply of you don't know who's going to win. And so from a pure entertainment standpoint, when you sit down, you really don't know what's going to happen. It's getting very much like the NFL. And so to me, I think there's a lot of people who will be attracted to their team has a shot at doing well, or the frustration is there's those nights when your team stinks and then you have to live through that too.
And every team other than Auburn has had that. I mean, Iowa State was number two in the country 3 weeks ago. They've lost like four of their last five or something. I mean, they're about to drop out of the top 10, but they're still one of those teams that could win it all. I mean, that's what's so crazy about this. Yeah. That Duke UNC game was just, I mean, it was ugly at halftime. I was teasing my co-anchor, my coworker, whose boyfriend is a big Duke fan. I said, listen, you want to have fun? Play the drinking game. Take a drink every time the ESPN announcers say the full name, Cooper Flagg. She said they were drunk by halftime.
Yeah, you know, Duke's kind of the media darling, you know, with their freshman class and so forth. But man, this UNC team, they have some talent, but they are not connected at all. And this ACC is, woo. I mean, when does Duke play a good team? Like, I mean, they played Auburn, obviously, and they played Kentucky and Arizona early. They had some in Kansas, but they get in conference play and it's just a bunch of teams and they could literally go undefeated this year in the ACC.
Yeah. It's so strange to see the conference that was once the premier conference for basketball in the country turn into an afterthought. And it's just doesn't seem right. But boy, you know, besides Duke, everyone else seems to be on hard times right now. And you talk about a struggle bus. Well, the struggle bus is also the long bus in the ACC because most of the teams are on it. And it just seems foreign to me that this is the situation that we're in.
Yeah, actually, the ACC struggle bus, there are no vacancies. It's sold out on this trip, on its way to March. It is so bad. You look at this Duke schedule, you're exactly right. They could very easily run the table the rest of the way. The one game that sticks out is the game against Illinois. Obviously, the Illini have struggled, won't be ranked come Monday, but maybe they can turn it around in the next couple of weeks and get back in the rankings before that game comes up. But still, Illinois, a better team than what they've played. That's their big challenge. My question for you before we hit a break right here, if you're a Duke fan, are you concerned that you really haven't been tested much going into the NCAA tournament against a coach that's still fairly new at this game and calling the shots as well?
Well, I don't think Duke fans are worried because they're pretty arrogant, so they probably figure they figure they'll be fine. But no, I would be a little bit concerned just because you want to play teams that are more competitive that give you competitive games. So you have to make plays at the end of a tight game. And if you haven't done that for a couple months, that makes it awful tough to just turn it on in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. They've got enough talent there that they'll at least, you know, get through that first round. And seems like they get beneficial calls in the NCAA tournament. So I'm not going to spend too much time worrying if Duke does okay. And I do think Cooper is a heck of a player. So, you know, he'll have a chance to make a big story, and because he's for Duke, there'll be a lot of opportunities to hit the big shots.
No, I think ESPN at the ACC tournament, they will put up a faux bronze Cooper Flagg statue just to have fun with it. Only two losses for Duke. They lost by 5 in November to Kentucky. They lost by 3 to the number one Kansas. They have not lost since Thanksgiving. And Duke fans, listen to me closely. If you run the table and you have this win streak is continuing into the tournament, you will not win the NCAA tournament. You have to lose. Take a loss now. Take my word for it. All right, we're back with more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-215-0341. 800-215-0341. 800-215-0341. That's 800-215-0341.
Fans of big sports radio and sports spectacular podcasts on the Chief Sports Network. Find your favorite programs and content all in one place by downloading the Chief Sports app in your mobile device. Created in South Carolina, the Chief Sports Network is the home of an expanding network of live and podcast format programming. It is also the home of one of the leading national college football podcasts, JC and Morgan, hosted by ESPN's Mike Morgan and 24/7 Sports' JC Sherbert. Download the Chief Sports app for free and find all of your favorite programming under one easy umbrella. Thanks to all of our markets for your loyal support of Big Sports Radio and our Sports Spectacular podcast, and we look forward to connecting with you anywhere in the world on the Chief Sports app.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
You're listening to the Big Sports Radio Network with Larry Smith, Mike Kegley, and Brad Sturdy.
We get a chance so many times to talk to some really great friends, and just this is a real treat for me personally because I worked alongside him for so long at CNN Sports, CNN SI, veteran sports anchor, columnist, journalist, you name it. This guy's an everything. Most recently, national sports journalist for Scripps News. Paul Crane is now on the show. Paul, a hearty hello and welcome to Big Sports Radio.
Well, always good to see you, my friend. And yeah, we were elbow to elbow for a long time. kind of sweet mates in the cubicles. And I also remember, you may not remember, one of the last times I saw you when we were physically next to each other was at the reopening of the Superdome in New Orleans on that fateful Monday night, the year after Katrina, when the Saints had just gotten Sean Payton, had just gotten Drew Brees, had opened the season with two road games, 2-0, and it became the Steve Gleason Monday night block punt that changed that franchise trajectory forever. But anyway, I remember you and I were catching up on the floor there, and that was a long time ago, but I remember it like it was yesterday.
I do too. I remember that Green Day performed. You two did Beautiful Day. It was not a dry eye in the place, including ours. Monday night against Atlanta. You're exactly right. Folks, when you get us together, this is what you get. It is, and we're not going to say how many years ago that was, although my friend, you looked at
it. No, you can look it up. That's all right. We were so young then.
We were. So we're talking football again. Big Super Bowl weekend coming up here back in New Orleans with the Chiefs and the Eagles. What do you think of this matchup?
Well, I think the Chiefs obviously are in such a special run. And once again, they don't seem to be at their best, but all they do is win. And remember, a year ago, it was they got off to such a slow start, lost the one seed, had to go on the road for the first time ever in Patrick Mahomes' career, yet all they did was win. So I think, obviously, the Eagles have returned. Their defensive front makes it very interesting. That defense is going to make it as big a challenge as I think Mahomes has seen. So I like it. I think also with it coming back to New Orleans, the last time I covered a Super Bowl there, the lights went out. So let's just hope the electricity stays on. Well, that was the 49ers Ravens.
That's right. Let's face it. These days, it's the oldest stadium still hosting Super Bowls. Everyone else has built new stadiums and gone on and moved on. I think they're the oldest.
Well, I spent about 10 years commuting there, working for a regional sports network, including hosting the Saints, a sanctioned television show from 2006, the year after Katrina, and when you and I were there for that big Monday night game. That season ended in the NFC Championship game for the Saints, who were 3-13 the year before when they had no home due to Katrina. It was unbelievable. They drafted Reggie Bush, and of course it was Drew Brees' first year. And then in 2009 season, February 2010, they won the Super Bowl. So all of that, I was there for that. But I do think the city of New Orleans, the football fans there, it's a very special place. And even with the old stadium, that again, let's hope the lights stay on, it's a place that really should be in the regular rotation for hosting the Super Bowl. The whole city is built for a party that size.
I agree. And I'm always amazed because it never phases them. It's like, how many you got? 70,000? What do you need here? 2 weeks? Yeah, how about now? Yeah, that's fine.
It's still the only place I've been that has drive-through daiquiri places. So it's the whole setup is made for one big party.
Exactly, exactly. It makes it, and to me, it makes it more special because of all the history there and all the games we've seen there, the memories made there at the Superdome. And you mentioned in terms of this Kansas City team, so much talk about, you know, not that I don't know anybody who doesn't respect Andy Reid at this point. How can you not? But you look around and say, how was this guy ever unemployed? And boy, he just needed that right player, right time. And I'm with you. Each week we go through here on the show and you know, we will make our picks, you know, and Tony will pick out some games. What do you think about this game? It's impossible to pick against the Chiefs because, like you said, it's not like they played great football this year. But in the fourth quarter, they just find ways. And they did it 2 weeks ago as well against Buffalo. You know, they just, when the moments come in, they make clutch plays and they walk away a victor. It's just what they do.
We can throw all the cliches and sayings, but they come into existence because of the element of truth to them. If you want to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And the fact that's close, the fact they might struggle sometimes, all these other things, when the final gun goes off, they're not beaten. So yeah. What is it, 17 consecutive wins in one score games? Getting close, right? That counts in what? Hand grenades?
And horseshoes? That's right.
But if you even go back to when the Bills had the lead with 13 seconds left.
Right.
And they didn't squib kick it. Look, you never know how if you're going to get back. Look at what the Lions did in the NFC Championship game a year ago when they decided not to go up three scores in the second half. That mattered. You never know when you're going to get a chance to get back. And they haven't gotten back, which also exemplifies, I think, what the Chiefs are doing right now. They get back and they win. So the Eagles, this is, as you know, a rematch of 2 years ago. Yes, the teams are different. A lot of things are the same, but it'll be very interesting to see how each adjusts to the other, considering they're just 2 years removed from, again, the Eagles were in position to win the Super Bowl, except they didn't.
Exactly. That's right. What do you think it would mean for the Chiefs we talk about in terms of, you know, those eras? And I feel for the Josh Allens and the Lamar Jacksons and these other incredibly talented quarterbacks that are building Hall of Fame careers. But it's like being, to me, the only thing I can compare it to is probably, you know, the Celtics during their heyday and the Jordan years in the 90s, where there were all these great players. You never got a chance to taste a ring because this guy was in their way. It feels that way now here with Kansas City.
I think it also points out team. This is a team sport. Football may be the ultimate team sport, but all those you mentioned, the team has a lot to do with the reason why. I remember Michael Jordan was a great player, but he wasn't a champion until he got the right teammate or two around him. There are championships they won that we remember, some of the, like Craig Elo having his ankles broken in a playoff series against the Cleveland Cavaliers back in the day by Michael Jordan. But let's not forget that he also won finals games by driving and passing off, and others hit the shot to win games at the end. So when you look at, just take this year, the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, as good as it gets, and overshadowed in their game against the Chiefs was that remarkable fourth down play at the end of the game where he was under unbelievable pressure from Spagnuolo's defense and falling back. Go back and look at that throw. He hit that guy right in the hands, right in the hands. That drive should have continued. They were in field goal range to take care of business. But the only problem is they did not. He didn't catch the ball.
Yeah.
The biggest difference between the Bills and the Chiefs in this run, the Chiefs make those plays.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Patrick Mahomes gets all this credit. Josh Allen gets all this credit, but Josh Allen got it done. The problem is his teammate did not.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I think that's where it makes this run, if they, regardless of the Chiefs get the win or not over Philadelphia, that's what makes this special, because with the salary cap, you have to change players. So in football, your team, your core players may be there, but you have to change personnel every year. It's just the way it goes. And so to keep this excellence up for this many years, not just the players and the coaches, but the front office. I mean, everyone has to be in sync and to push the right buttons and hope that it all works. I want to go over the Philadelphia Eagles right now. You mentioned in terms of they made the push a couple of years ago before they made the Super Bowl to go with Jalen Hurts. You just never should lose your job to injury, but they did. And they've just grown since then. And then this year, adding Saquon Barkley, again, another piece to what was already a championship caliber team. And what a difference he has made this year for the Eagles.
Oh, totally. Well, we've heard forever, the quarterback's best friend is a good running game. And that's one of the reasons why the Chiefs weren't supposed to be back, because they've had running game issues. Pacheco got hurt, but Kareem Hunt's come back. So Saquon Barkley, it's really been remarkable. I have a lot of friends with the Giants, and to see Saquon do what he's doing his first year removed from the Giants is obviously a lot of pain in New York, but I don't think you can overstate what Barkley has meant to this team. And Jalen Hurts hasn't had to do some of the things these other quarterbacks have had to do for their teams to win. And when he has had to make his throws, he's made it. I would imagine the extra week off is going to help him, because he's a little hobbled. And I'll hope he's at full strength, because we want to see the best game possible. But I don't think you can overstate what Barkley has done. And then that makes the other receiving weapons that much more dangerous, and Jalen Hurts that much more dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think the GMs this offseason will rethink the way that they approach running backs and actually put some value? And if there's a top list or guy, I mean, you should. I mean, hit with him and what the guy is.
Derrick Henry did it with the Ravens. Yeah. And they aren't alone. When you take a look at some of the biggest differences on teams and how they've performed this year, the running game has had a lot to do with it. Some of Kansas City's struggles came when Pacheco went out. Look at Kareem Hunt, who missed the beginning of this run, has a history with the Chiefs. But look at what not only he, but Perine have done for the Chiefs. The backfield has been incredibly important. I think you can still find quality talent later in the draft and even in free agency. But there's no question, when you have a running back at the top of the draft with a talent level that we have seen, whether it be Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley, and maybe it'll be in Genty coming out from Boise State this year, I expect to see more than one running back go in the first round this year because of exactly that. you know, this league, it's a fad. We'll see whatever the latest, everyone kind of copies. I would think you're spot on that we're going to see teams put a little more emphasis on that position because it's clearly a difference maker when it's in the hands of the right players.
Yeah. And to your point, what do Hunt and P. Ryan have in common? They're veteran running backs who understand, again, how to hit holes, how to play in this game.
I'll just say quickly that is known for being a third down back. It's not just before the way he'll come out of the backfield and be there, whether it be on a screen or some underneath pass to move the chains, pass protection. He picks up blitzing linebackers. And I got a funny feeling we're going to see a lot of that on both sides, especially the Chiefs going back to Barkley. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of blitzing to stop the run. Not the pass.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, Spagnuolo, going for his fifth Super Bowl ring as a coordinator. I mean, it's just he himself deserves a Hall of Fame spot for what he's accomplished in his career. So it's Kansas City, Philadelphia. My friend, I've got to get a pick from you. What do you think? Who do you like Sunday night?
You know, well, I hate picking because sports is so unpredictable. The greatest theater on earth. You never know what's going to happen until it happens and the clock hits zeros. And especially with these two teams, we've seen it so many times. But I'll just go with what I said last year at this time on Scripps News. Until someone beats the Chiefs, I think you're going to have to pull the Lombardi Trophy out of Patrick Mahomes' cold, dead hands. So until somebody beats them, I'm not picking against them. I would expect a close game and maybe an 18th consecutive one-score win.
Yeah, it would not surprise me at all. All right, Paul, good to talk with you. Let's do this again soon. I think that we could spend hours, as we have done over the years, talking about today, whatever topic.
Anytime, my pleasure, for sure.
All right, my friend. Thanks so much. Paul Crane joining us here once again, veteran, the sports journalist of CNN Sports, CNNSI, has done so much, most recently Scripps News, and we're really thrilled to have him here and his thoughts as we get ready for the big kickoff on Sunday night. All right, keep it here. Big Sports Radio continues after this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-373-8414. 800-373-8414. 800-373-8414. That's 800-373-8414.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. 800-980-1761. That's 800-980-1761.
All right, fellas, time to make our picks. Last week, I got lucky, 3-1, because I picked Tennessee and USC. I just thought Michigan State was just going to – it was time. It was time for them to fall. And they lost twice. How about that? When they lost both games in L.A. So Mick Cronin, just put that in your pipe and smoke it. It happens the other way, too. So, all right. That was last week. But now it's this week. There's the one big game, and let's talk about it. Chiefs and Eagles. Who you got?
Yeah, I can't pick against Patrick Mahomes and his superpower, which Mike, as Mike says, his superpower is winning. I got to pick the Chiefs. I really would like to see the Eagles win this game because I really like what they have done by grabbing Saquon Barkley off of the basically the junk heap. You know, it's like, oh, well, he's not that. And he's been dominant, you know, just one. I think he's been great. And so I'd love to see them win, but I just feel like Mahomes is going to, you know, this Philadelphia defense is really good, but Mahomes is going to make enough plays that they're going to find a way to win. They'll probably trail at some point and then come back and win.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a victory for the Chiefs. Pat Mahomes will have a three-peat that Tom Brady was never able to get. And Andy Reid moves up into tie with Chuck Knoll for Super Bowl victories. I think it's going to be that. And if everybody plays their cards right, maybe we'll see Travis propose to Taylor.
Ooh. Just like the Boise State, Oklahoma guy.
And
with the cheerleader. Yeah, the Boise State running back. They're still married, by the way. Saw a story last year about them. I got to go the same. I mean, I just, like we've talked about, it's not that they're playing better than anybody. It's not that they're blowing anybody away. They just find ways to win. And in the fourth quarter, they're going to score more than you and get on top, and they're going to milk the clock and they're going to win again. I mean, I just wouldn't mind seeing Philly do it, but I just, Kansas City, they go into the record books. One of the great dynasties. It's so hard to win again with football because the NFL is a one sport where literally all 32 teams open camp with a chance just because you need the ball just to bounce your way. And if it happens, you're right there. And to do that with the salary cap, you got to change so many players. There's so many moving parts. And to do this year in, year out is just, I think, one of the great. I mean, it's only three, but in my mind, the way the modern rules are, I almost put it up with the Celtics of old in terms of just great dynasties. I really do.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I put up with Bulls winning like six there with Jordan in 8 years. I mean, just that kind of dominance, it just doesn't happen. So, yeah, pretty impressive. I think that they are, I think it's, as someone said, it's not fair to have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid together.
Yeah.
On offense. Just at the end of the game, their play calling is going to be just better than you.
Yeah.
Well, and think about how much Andy Reid might have won if he had a quarterback in Philadelphia who had any accuracy at all, because you look at Patrick Mahomes, who can, you know, drop a dime anywhere you need it. If Andy Reid had had somebody other than Donovan McNabb at Philadelphia, he might be looking at Super Bowl six or seven, and maybe he's the GOAT, you know, as opposed to Belichick. So I think it's really interesting just how dynamic that Chiefs duo of Reid and Mahomes has been.
Yeah. And to find the guys, as we were talking earlier with Paul Crane, the other guys, you know, I mean, Josh Allen did everything to win that game, but the guy drops the ball on fourth down and goes right through his hands. You know, I mean, we saw the week before the 2-point conversion, Lamar Jackson put it right in the guy's breadbasket for the 2-point conversion. And he muffed it, you know, so it's not just the star players. It's all the other guys around them. Who is your pick for MVP for this game?
I'm going to go with Mahomes just because I expect him to win. So I usually get the quarterback. If I had to pick a wild card for the MVP, it would be maybe Kelsey. I mean, he's kind of due for maybe catch a couple touchdowns or something like that in the red zone. Who knows?
Yeah, I think Mahomes is going to win it because he'll make the big plays, and you just can't go away from the quarterback if he has, you know, three touchdowns and two of them in the last 5 minutes. So I think it's going to be Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mahomes for all the obvious reasons. I mean, again, like you said, he's Patrick Mahomes. He's the Michael Jordan of the NFL right now. You just can't beat him. My wild card, I'm going to go way, 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 way out and say Kareem Hunt. Just finds a way if there's somebody that just like is it. Running back. Just he's that other guy. Final pick here. What's a prop bet that you would make?
So I would bet that there will be here's some prop bets, novelty bet, 2-point conversion attempt will happen. I think it's even money, $100. And that there will be a score at the end of the game, the final 3.5 minutes. Evidently that is, you can bet on that. But it's hit 9 straight Super Bowls and 16 of the final 17. So bet on that. And then let's see. I had another one. Oh, that the Gatorade color for the Chiefs will be purple. It has been their last two Super Bowls.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a horrible tasting Gatorade. It's all about the color for me. I'm trying to figure out which one of the Taylor ones I'm going to take. And I'm not certain on that.
See, I'm
picking, over under 20, yeah, picking, 20 yeah, what, shots of Taylor.
I'm taking Taylor. Yeah, Taylor. I'm taking at least 8 shots of Taylor.
But if Kelce has a big game, that could double.
Yeah, could be 20.
You know, if he gets, let's say he gets 12 catches, we're going to see her 50 times.
Well, I'm saying that that's minimum.
Okay, minimum.
Minimum 8 shots, minimum. So, yeah. Yeah, if they win, I mean, they'll show her 12 times in the postgame.
How many shots of Trump? Isn't Trump president going to the Super Bowl?
Going.
Shots of him?
Two shots of Trump.
Will they be in the same box? Trump and Swift, will they talk?
No.
Don't you want to see this, though? I want to see this.
I do. The logistics of, I'm glad I'm not there. The logistics. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was at the Kentucky Derby when Trump showed up, and we almost missed our show because everything shut down. We couldn't get to our set.
Yep.
All right, Mike, you got one before we go?
No, I think I don't bet on this stuff because I hate losing money so much. So I will generally just scan through them, but no money will come out of my hands.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, a lot of money coming out of the advertisers' hands. $8 million for 30 seconds. And
that's all. What a deal.
2004, my first Super Bowl that I covered was in Houston. It was the year of the Cialis commercial was debuted. Also the year of the wardrobe malfunction. And I said live on Headline News the next morning that new drug Cialis hopes to do for millions of men what Janet Jackson did last night. With that, we bid you goodbye. It's been a lot of fun. Gotta run. We're out of time. Enjoy. See you next week.
This has been a presentation of LMBC Sports LLC and Revision Sound. We'll be back next week on Big Sports Radio Network.